And, well, this about sums it up.
I think it's good to be in with one person mainly. Yeah. But as long as they're cool with it and they know what's going on, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Then why
I don't want to be a swinger. Like, he could not go out on me. No. Sounds like a bitch, but...
Yeah, it does. The conversation, was about 4 minutes long. We had it about an hour ago. I would play the entire thing again, but we have so many calls on this. You can check it out after the show at mattstukes.com. We'll have her call up there first, on right there in the front, and you can listen to that, and you can listen to any of the other stuff. Always put on-demand clips on the website for you to check out. It's really, I don't know. Here's the rest of the details. Obviously, right there, you could tell she thinks she should be with as many men as she would like, right?
As many men as possible.
But she does want one main man. That one main man better not try to be with any other women. And that's how it's got to be. She says her fiancé, that she is engaged, her fiancé is aware of some kind of cheating going on. He's not aware of everything, though. As the call went on, you know, you find out, like, there's all these contradictory statements and everything that she says. She had some adult fun with somebody this past weekend, a little make-out session. He was a good kisser, by the way, if you'd like that piece of information. Meantime, her fiancé, she says, bought her a $5,000 promise ring. Somebody who says that she knows her says, no way that ring costs $5,000, but that's beside the point. She thinks we're not meant to be with one person our entire life. We're not. We're not meant to be monogamous. But for some reason, still, in her mind, her man better be. Her main man. The main guy. The guy who gets... What, is he the one that gets 20% of the play from her and everybody else just gets like 1%?
Yeah.
Is that how it turns out? Go ahead. Right. Go ahead. What do you think?
Sounds like she's like a doorknob. Everybody's had a turn on it.
Yeah, there comes another saying, man. I can't believe... Can you believe a guy would sit through that and just take... I mean, we don't know, obviously, how much he knows.
Sounds like he knows nothing unless he's just a blithering idiot.
Yeah.
Unless stuff's good. Unless he gets up to you there.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, man.
Bye.
Hey there, what do you think about a polygamy woman who doesn't want her man to be polygamous, I guess? I don't know.
Well, polygamy is widely practiced all over the world, and monogamy is, like, the less practiced out of the two. But if she has, like, a problem, she should just move to Tibet, where polyandry is legal. She can marry all the husbands that she wants.
And then they wouldn't be allowed to be with any other women, though?
You know something? When I was doing my anthropology project on Tibet...
Yeah.
It didn't really say whether the men go off and did their own thing. It's kind of like the, you know, the polygyny tribes of Africa. You know, the wives tend to stay with the husbands and take care of him. So I don't see the difference in Tibet while the woman marries all these men. Granted, I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Because she has, like, no self-respect for herself. But if that's what she wants to do, she should try to talk to her guy, but whatever.
Yeah.
Move out there to Tibet or something so that she can practice that garbage.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if she can get away with it, maybe she'll keep on doing it and everything, but it still just blows my mind why you'd even want to have a situation like that.
If it was me and I was the dude, I would just be like, pack up your stuff and get out.
Yeah, me too, for sure. Thanks for calling in.
All right, later.
Stukes in the Morning, what are your thoughts?
God, what a stupid bitch. I mean, Jesus Christ. I cheated once, and I felt horrible for having done it. And come to find out, he was sleeping with, like, half a Junction City behind my back. And it got me out of a really bad relationship. And now I'm with, like, the best man I could ever hope to be with. And Jesus Christ, this woman's an idiot. I mean... This is definitely why I think they should have breeding licenses. So people like this can't reproduce.
Well stated. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Stukes in the Morning, what do you think about the woman who wants to be with lots of men, but her main man, better be with just her?
That is absolutely ridiculous. All I have to say is, who the heck is her mama? Because if I would have done something like that, oh my God, my mother would have killed me.
I don't know if she's sharing this information with her mom or not.
Where was she raised? I mean, oh my God. I'm from the South, and that's just crazy. I mean, she's got to quit acting like a child. she's got to grow up.
Oh, man, yeah. I just, more than anything, I've been doing this for a long time, doing the radio thing for about 5 years now, and I've never heard somebody call in so honestly about something just so incredibly wrong, you know?
And just completely think that it's gospel.
Yeah, like, exactly. Thinking it's okay, yeah.
It's got to be perfect because she thinks it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just, wow.
Well, thanks a lot for calling in.
Thank you.
See you. All right, here you go. Once again, for your listening pleasure, our lady who called us an hour ago, the woman who thinks that she should be allowed to be with lots of men, but her man better be her main man. I'm sorry, it's so confusing. She's like, she has, you still want a main man, and he better not have any side action at all.
The one that buys her stuff.
In the meantime, she can just go ahead and, you know, throw her legs up and everyone gets in line.
I think it's good to be in with one person mainly. But
yeah,
as long as they're cool with it and they know what's going on, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Then why
I don't want to be a swinger. Like, he could not go out on me. No. Sounds like a bitch, but...
Yeah, it does. That's my favorite. That's the money shot from that phone call. If you want to hear the entire thing, it will be up at mattstooks.com, and you can check that out later on today. But I want to get more thoughts on this. Go ahead.
You said the man, does he know what she's doing?
She said that he's aware that she's doing something. Mm. He's not aware of all the details, but aware of something.
Okay, well, if he's aware of something, then who really cares?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, right? He got the choice to stay or leave.
Yeah, I know.
He's grown.
Yeah.
So if he knows that she's out doing whatever she wants to do, then he can either leave or do the same thing.
But she may be saying, I want to date other people, something like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which may be considered different than actually, you know, the whole full-fledged, you know, I'm just going to sleep with everybody I see, you know?
Well, then, I mean, that's still doing something.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, he's letting her do as much as,
yeah,
you know, he's allowing.
Yeah, you're right, they're both
so,
at fault.
I guess, you know, hey, maybe it's an open relationship. Those do exist.
But no, it's only open on her end. He's not allowed to do anything with any other women.
That's
open on her end.
That's cool, because he's staying.
All right. Good point.
If he don't like it, he could leave.
You're exactly right. There's fault on both sides on this. Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh.
539-97... I don't think need to give out the phone number anymore, but 539-9750 or 238-0975. We're going to try to get to as many as we can. I know the phone line's probably been busy for a lot of people, because, well... there are a lot of thoughts on this, and we'll try our best. Go ahead.
About time I get through.
Hey, man, it's a hot issue today.
I'm understanding that.
So what's up? What do you think?
All right. This chick's fiancé needs to nut up and be a man. Stand up for his damn self. There ain't no guy in his right mind going to be cool with his chick cheating on him. She needs to stop being such a slut. I've been married 4 years, and I've never cheated on my wife. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. You're being nice and dramatic and intense. I didn't want to interrupt you. I was.
Thought I lost you there.
No, man. That's a very good point. I just don't understand. Like I said, I don't understand why people get married, or people get engaged, or why even people are even in relationships if they have plans on having some side action. Really
the
stupid.
Point of getting married is to be with one person for the rest of your life.
Yep.
That's the point. She wants to keep being a slut, don't get married.
Exactly. Stay out of the relationship. I still say don't even be in a relationship at all. Stay away from it if you've got to have it.
She should just be a call girl or something.
There you go. Hey, man, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, y'all take it easy.
See ya.